And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 13th of July, 2017. It was on this day that William Wordsworth, out for a walk with his sister Dorothy, saw the ruins of Tintern Abbey, which inspired his poem about it. He wrote 1,200 lines. He said he began writing when he left the abbey, finished that very evening. It's the anniversary of the New York City draft riots of 1863, the bloodiest in American history, riots by mostly working-class white men, most of them Irish-American, rioting against a new draft law put into place by President Lincoln, but they were angry about much more than that. It was a hot, muggy summer in New York City. There was terrible inflation. Working-class New York men had signed up in high numbers to serve in the Union Army. Many had died. Those who made it back were often wounded, could no longer work. Unemployment was high. Workers kept going on strike. It was a troublesome summer. And the newspapers warned working-class white men that black people would be moving up from the South and stealing their jobs. Meanwhile, the nation's first draft law was passed by Congress, and on Saturday, the 11th of July, the lottery began, a clerk pulling names out of a hat. But there was a major exception. For $300, you could buy your way out of the draft. Only the rich could afford this fee. The average New York City worker earned 85 cents a day. On that particular Saturday, a number of firemen were chosen in the lottery, and the next day they sat around in a tavern talking angrily about the draft and decided to protest. And on the Monday morning, they showed up at the draft office with rocks and threw them through the office windows. A mob gathered thousands of people. They set buildings on fire. They targeted Lincoln's supporters, and they targeted black people in particular, set homes on fire, brutally murdered at least 11 black men. It was just a few days after the Battle of Gettysburg, and 6,000 federal troops were rushed up from Gettysburg to put down the riot. The official death toll was listed as 119, but it was probably higher. And it's the birthday of the poet John Clare, born in Nottinghamshire, England, 1793, grew up on a farm, was not well schooled, but he had a genius for poetry, and published his first book in 1820 with the byline John Clare, a Nottinghamshire peasant, which made him very famous. He became a tenant farmer to support his seven children, and he began to lose his mind. He was sent off to an insane asylum. He escaped and walked 80 miles back to his home, but eventually was caught and sent back to another asylum, where he spent the last 23 years of his life and where he wrote some of his best work.
Here's a poem for today by James Laughlin. Her Sweet Deceit. Love has many joys, and best are the surprises, as when you changed the color of your hair to make me think you were someone else. Not that you fooled me with your sweet deceit. I had only to hear you laugh, to know both girls were you, and that I loved you both alike. A poem by James Laughlin, Her Sweet Deceit, from the collected poems of James Laughlin, published by New Directions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Staples. Staples offers copy and print solutions for businesses, from color copies to presentations to promotional products. More at Staples Stores or staples.com. Staples, it's pro time. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.